Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. One of the most enduring platforms out there is the 1911. Many, many thousands of hours have been devoted to studying the thing and improving the thing and making it a over-the-top self-defense platform that it is. Joining me, of course, is one of those people. He is the head of Chambers Custom. His name is Joe Chambers. How goes it, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm going to ask you a question I've never asked you before, because when my youngest son, when he was getting ready to graduate from high school, he wanted to be a gunsmith, and he started taking everything he could to become certified as a gunsmith. And then he became certified as a gunsmith, and currently he works as a barista at Starbucks. And I want to find out, I want to know, now you studied under somebody and you set out to make your own mark. What about people that aspire to be gunsmiths? What about people who want to work on 1911s? Where does somebody go to develop that skill set and work with somebody good enough to where they at least open their mind up the way yours was opened up, to where you consider things the way you look at them?
You know, that's a tough one. The first thing I always tell people that want to be a gunsmith is don't. just don't. You know, Don't, especially don't be a general gunsmith, right? There's no money in it. Honest to God, there's no money. You know, what are you going to make, $10, $15 an hour working on people's pieces of junk that they drug out of their closet from their grandpa who died?
Right.
Because that's all people want to pay, right? So if you're gonna be in the gunsmithing industry, right, you want to be a smith of some sort, working on guns, be a specialist, you know, go find the guns that you'd like to work on and stick with them. And, you know, there's a couple of great examples of that out there. Aside from me, you got guys like Chad Albright over at what's the name of his group? School of the American Rifle. Now, Chad Albright, he focuses only on AR-15s. That's it. Period.
Right.
He doesn't mess with MP5s. Right? He doesn't mess with M1 Grands or M1As or none of that garbage. He's an AR-15 guy, the end. And he is a subject matter expert. Jim Fuller, you know, formerly of Rifle Dynamics, now of Fuller Designs. Jim focuses on Russian, you know, AK, PKM, RPD weapon systems. That's it. Jim does not build 1911s or AR-15s or anything else. Right? He stays in his lane, and he's a subject matter expert. And so if you're going to go do that, first of all, pick what you like to work on, right? And find somebody, not a school, somebody who's willing to teach you what they know and become an expert on it. And be willing to understand that it may be hard, you know, it may be extremely difficult and taxing, it may be very frustrating at times. but you're not there for all that. You're not there for to be buddies with them necessarily.
Right.
You might be buddies with them, but that's not the reason you're there. You're there to be educated, right? Because a lot of these, from what I've seen, there are some really good programs out there, like my buddy AJ Zito. You know, he's down in Arizona. He teaches at the gunsmithing school down there, and they have a great program overall. But even by their own admission, they can't teach you the specifics on everything, right? They're a general gunsmith school. And so a jack of all trades is a master of none. Master of none makes no money.
Right.
Right? And you know, I hear all the time, well, you're a famous gunsmith. You must be loaded, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It's not about that, but I do make more money than guys who are general gunsmiths, I can promise you.
Sure.
Because I have friends that I've helped get into business, and they decided to be general gunsmiths. And it's not that they're broke, you know, but they're working a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-8 job, and they're making, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour. I don't want to make that.
Now, I know certain people, like I know a guy named Brett Dunn, and Brett he's a dental sales person. He sells regionally to dentists. But at the same time, he's built himself into being this sort of really good gunsmith on his own. I don't know where he learned what he's done. I've shot some of his guns, and he'll take a relatively inexpensive gun and spend a couple of grand on it, putting it together and putting better parts on it and fitting it in different ways and everything else. Is somebody like that who is self-motivated and figured out, and he only does single stacks right now as far as I know, single stack 1911s. Someone like that who is specializing in something like that, is that what you're referring to? Somebody that has that sort of motivation to do it on their own?
Yeah, I think you have to have a ton of motivation. You know, like, for example, when Brandon came to me the first time, you know, and he wanted to learn, I mean, I turned him away like 20 times before Heidi finally convinced me to take him on. And one of the best moves, you know, I ever made, besides marrying my wife and accepting Jesus. So, you know, Brandon had an extremely high level of motivation. Now, he also has an exceptionally high level of competence, right, which makes a huge difference.
Right.
You can have all the motivation in the world. If you're dumb as a box of bricks, it don't matter. Right? You're just a motivated fool. But if you have competence and you have motivation, well, I mean, he drove up here, and he would stay here for weeks at a time and then go home and drive back and drive home. I mean, this went on for several years, and he was motivated, right? But he also had the competence to take what I was teaching him each time, go home, and put that into practice. And we also spent, you know, hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of hours on the phone. I would be working at night, and he would be at the hospital where he was a nurse, and he would call, and I would talk while I'm working, tell him what I was doing, and he would take notes. And, you know, so, yeah, you have to have a lot of motivation if you're going to do it that way. But if you do it that way and you learn from the right people, man, you could be something fabulous.
Brandon does not work on site with you now, does he? He lives somewhere else. Am I right about this?
Yeah, he's in Baton Rouge.
So, that's impressive to me simply because being able to come and work with you and then take that, retain it all, and retain all that stuff. And I've seen his work, Brandon's.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon and Eric, I haven't seen any of Dave's work, but Brandon and Eric, I know their work. And, they do really, really good work. But, I mean, at the same time, they also have this safety net of Mr. Chambers sitting in the background. I imagine, although I'm sure they don't use that now, they both seem quite independent. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. Joe has a YouTube channel. And Joe wants to stream live. And in order to stream live, he has to have 1,000 subscribers. He has 577. I am one. And this is a way for all of you amateurs out there that want to look at and see what the kind of stuff he does and talks about and breaks down. You can watch him do it on his YouTube channel if you subscribe to it. And his are not overblown videos like most of mine are, I can assure you that. So go check out his YouTube channel, Chambers Custom One Word. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University. And this is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. He is the professor at 1911 University. And I was asking him what it takes to become a gunsmith. So let's pretend, if we can, let's get past that, and let's pretend that somebody has become a gunsmith that's, you know, highly specialized in some particular field. They're almost a authority on the subject matter. You still are facing an uphill battle, aren't you?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by an uphill battle. Anytime you get to the top of any craft, there's people who are trying to knock you off.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way it is, you know. Matter of fact, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff at night when I'm working, and I have really eclectic tastes. Right? People probably don't realize this, but this is probably one of the reasons that Fisher and I get along so well. Is like, I like classical music, but you know, I also like Eminem. Right? I'll listen to some Eminem like all night long if it helps me work. I like jazz. I like blues. But I like some LL Cool J. So, you know, I don't care. So anyways, last night I'm actually listening to a podcast about Eminem and his new record that he just brought out, where he's dissing all these other rappers, right? All these young kids that have come out, they call them mushmouth rappers. And you listen to these kids, you can't even understand what they're saying because they're not saying any words. And he gets on, you know, and he's a lyricist and he's talking at like, you know, 11 words a second. But he's very crisp and clear, and he's talking about it, and he's talking about in this song about how, you know, these kids are trying to knock him and the other OGs off the top of the rung, and it can't happen, you know. So I think once you become really proficient at anything in life, there's always people out there that are like, oh, I can do this better, and they try to prove that they can do it better. And that's cool. I'm totally behind that. I want people to become better. I want people to, you know, excel. I want people to press the envelope and, you know, and raise the bar, so to speak. But what everybody has to understand is you don't get to the level of extremely high success and extremely high performance because you're freaking lazy. Right? I mean, I didn't get to where I am with my own shop and the guns I built because I sat aside and got to a certain spot and was like, yo, I'm cool. I'm going to sit back and just hang. I got to here because I worked my tail off 100 hours a week plus for years, and I still work 80 or 90 hours a week. And the reason I work 80 or 90 hours a week is because I want to stay at the top of my game.
Sure.
And it's not that I'm trying to stay ahead of anybody, right? Because I don't look at the metrics like that. I don't look at it and go, well, I'm better than him, and therefore I'm at a higher stature, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a crap about none of that. You know, I just look at the quality of the products from a mathematical standpoint. And you know, Eric built a gun today. We shot a gun today that he built, and it's a Commander 9mm single stack. And I was shooting Spark munitions, 147 grain lead bullets, and I went 9 for 9 at a fairly rapid pace. You know, 9 shots in ten seconds or less on a half size silhouette target at 50 yards. That's impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, that's flat out hammering at 50 yards. And so I look at different metrics for success, and I go, okay, this gun's built properly. I already know that because I measured it all out after he built it. I checked it out. But there's a lot of people out there that they look at, you know, they look at what you're doing and they want to compete. Like, I'm not trying to compete with you, right? I'm trying to do what I do to the best of my abilities, and that means I focus on just that. So if that means I'm better, or you know, that person in particular is better, it's because they got their focus in the right place. It's that motivation we were talking about, you know. And that's why guys like Brandon, in particular, Eric, David. That's why they will be so incredibly, phenomenally good going forward for many, many years to come, is because they have that focus, and that's why I like having them in the shop.
Now, one thing I was going to ask. Now, you have these three guys that are, you trust these three guys to do the work you would do yourself, right? Which that's got to be, this has got to be something of a nail biter when you first do that. When, like, you say, okay, I'm going to let you go build your first gun now. Not going to watch everything.
It's not at all, though, because I am that guy. Trust but verify.
Okay.
You know, I trust you to build the gun, but I will crush your soul in a heartbeat when I look at it. And that's the beautiful thing about it, right? We feed off of each other, all of us.
Right.
So, like, Brandon, he comes up to the shop every 11, 12 weeks, brings a batch of guns that he's wrapped up, and we go through every single piece, every measurement, every calibration, every fit. And, you know, there's been some times when Brandon, he's not real happy with me. He's like, you know, I'm not going to tell you what he says because we ain't got no beat machine. But he's like, man, this sucks. You just beat me to death on this stuff. And I'm like, yeah. Because I have a bar, and we're going to keep that bar, you know. And you either get up to jump over it or you don't. Right? I mean, that happened today with Eric in the shop. You know, he's fitting this gun up. I told him this gun has to be perfect, you know, especially perfect, because I know the guy it's going to is going to measure it. And he showed it to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to fly. And I made it fit a new part. I says, look, don't sweat it. I had to fit the same new part for the gun I'm working on yesterday because made a mistake. It's not a big deal. You just do it. But we can't let the gun go out the door like that.
Right.
It's not to my bar. Right? I set the bar, and we either get over the bar, or we don't send the gun out. And so, you know, while I trust them, I also verify every gun. You know, and I will go through their guns. They know this. I will go through their guns when they're not here at night. You know, I'll pop a gun box open. I'll check the barrel fit. I'll check the bushing fit. I'll check the cone fit. Whatever's going on, I'll check the trigger parts, and I'll leave them a little note in there. Hey, this bushing is 0.25 out of spec.
Hang on right there for me, if you would, at the quarter at this out of spec part we're at, and coming up on the next break. In addition to a YouTube channel, Chambers Custom has a burgeoning Instagram presence as well. All of these things listed under Chambers Custom. Everything, all of their social media, Chambers Custom. And you can follow the pace of a gun being built by going to their Instagram page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is putting a hold on oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve in Alaska, the latest move in its efforts to stop a first-ever drilling program in the pristine 19-million-acre wilderness. President Biden is marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma.
The history of what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. But just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place.
The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve respect and recognition. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 46 points to close at 34,575. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another state is looking to replace Iowa to have the nation's first presidential primary contest. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi has the details.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move.
Major League Baseball's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta at first faced major backlash. Now it's facing a lawsuit. The Job Creators Network has filed a $100 million lawsuit in federal court in New York. Part of the suit demands the game return to Cobb County, Georgia. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
Frankly, didn't want to end up in courts, but we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we are here to right a very, very bad wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. And I've never asked you this before, but like when you built your first working man's gun, your first Chambers Custom Gun, that's where my biggest question would come, because I'm pretty sure your first gun was a pretty good gun. I'm sure you've refined the process quite a bit over time, but your first gun was probably a very good gun, and you built this really good gun, and then what?
Now, are we talking about the first gun I ever built when I worked for Bob, or the first gun I built when I opened my own shop?
First gun you built when you opened your own shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, by that time, I had, you know, nearly 200 guns under my belt. I mean, when I left and started my own shop, I built 156 guns in 3.5 years. And, you know, I had done a lot of rebuilds, a lot of them. Like, here's a Colt, you know, use as many of the Colt parts as you can because the guy doesn't have much money and we're not charging him very much money.
Right.
Build a wad gun that'll shoot sub inch and a half out of this Colt. okay, no problem. And I would do it, you know, and I would get paid $250. And, you know, I'd spend 80, 90 hours working on this gun for $250, which is absurd in the eyes of a lot of my friends and family, you know, but I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it like it's an education. You go get a doctorate degree, you're not getting paid while you get a doctorate degree.
Right.
Right. A lot of people that get a doctorate degree starve while they're getting a doctorate degree. So I just looked at it as a higher education, you know. And so, yeah, by the time I got to my own shop, you know, those guns, I already had a very, very high standard. The only thing that really changed, and I talked about this on the 1911 University Patreon page the other night, the only thing that really changed for me when I opened my own shop was I was able to choose the parts that I would use exclusively. And I was able to tell people, nah, I'm not using those parts on your gun. Sorry. And I had people go, well, these are the parts I want. Well, then I'm not building your gun. Just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, because why would I build a gun where I know what the bar is, right? I know what quality level I want to build it at, which is the highest level possible. But you want me to use, you know, parts that are four tiers down from that. Well, that's asinine. That doesn't make any sense, you know? And so yep. I would just say no. You know, I was like the anti-drug campaign, just say no.
Just say no.
I'm not doing it. You know, and even today, you know, now, unfortunately, we don't do a lot of rebuilds. I mean, it's unfortunate for clients. We don't do a lot of rebuilds because we don't have time. But it's fortunate for us because we don't deal with the headaches of. Now, it's also unfortunate for my guys because they don't get a lot of experience having to deal with BS parts, you know. But I would rather them know what quality is and know how to utilize that high level of quality to make the highest product. And then there's no excuses, right? If you do a trigger job and it sucks, well, that's your fault. It's not the part's fault. You screwed something up. So let's figure out what process needs to be refined.
So when you built that first gun, though, when you built that first gun, because of all of the guns you had built up to that point, you didn't have an issue with confidence about the gun. You knew what you were doing. You pulled the gun together. You put it together. You did whatever you did to get it together the way you wanted it. And then you did what?
Then I got a check for more money than I had ever made on a gun in my entire life.
So this gun was sold before you built it. This one was sold. Okay.
I mean, you know, and that's the thing that people, you know, people miss out on is, again, like I said before, you know, I worked for 3.5 years for not very much money. I was an apprentice, right? And so that's one of the promises that I made to my guys when each one of them came on was, you know, I sit down with each guy and I go, how much money do you want to make in a year eventually? Not like today because you're just learning, but how much money when I think that you are to that level, how much money do you want to make in a year? And they tell me and I go, okay, let's see how this goes. And so far, you know, I mean, David is working through that process now, but yeah. Brandon and Eric are like, yeah, we're making, this is good, you know, because we all, you get the satisfaction of the job, Bill. There's no doubt about it. We love building guns for people. You know, we love building guns for whoever, whether it's military, law enforcement, private citizens, carry, competition, whatever, right? But at the end of the day, a workman is worth his hire. And if you're not getting compensated properly, then your motivation goes down. That's just life. That's the way we all are.
Right. Right?
I mean, you can be the most motivated, skilled person in the world. Right, you could be the yo-yo ma of whatever your skill is, but trust me, yo-yo ma is getting paid millions of dollars to play that violin that he loves to play so much.
Right,
right. So, and that was always the thing. It's kind of like Wyatt Earp in the movie Tombstone. You know, he gets off the train and they're like, oh yeah, you're Wyatt Earp. You know, you come here for the silver. You're trying to get rich, and he goes, I already got the guilty conscience. Might as well have the money too. You know, and I mean, it's not that we're out there after the money, but I'm not going to do this for free. You know, so you get a wonderful feeling of accomplishment that you've built this beautiful masterpiece, and you also get the check. And
yeah.
To me, honestly, that first gun, that was a huge accomplishment for me. It was huge to be able to sell a gun for twice what I had ever been able to sell one before because of the limitations put on me by where I worked. Because I knew what the work was worth. I'd already been told that by other people who were friends of mine in the industry who were selling guns for three times what I was getting. And so to be able to do that was like, wow, I can really do this. I can really build a product that people believe is high enough quality to pay me. That's amazing. And it lifts a burden off your shoulders because you don't have to worry anymore, right? You know that you have the skills then. You've got the skills, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, anything. I mean, I have a lot of analogies, but think about like sports players, right? You see these baseball, basketball, football, hockey, doesn't matter, except for soccer. They don't count, you know, but all the major sports, right?
Right.
These guys, they have a bumper year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, perfect example. He just announced today that he's leaving the Green Bay Packers. He's probably going to Denver or somewhere silly. But Aaron Rodgers has spent his career playing at the top of the top, right? He is the top level. You know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, you got four or five top-tier quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's been underpaid his whole career.
Right.
You know what he's doing? He's going to go get paid.
Yeah. Hang on right there. Yeah. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. Chambers Custom, if you would like to get one of these very functional, utilitarian, peerless pistols, you have to go to ChambersCustom.com first. Start the process. You got to look at what's available as far as the things they're going to build. They have none laying around waiting on you. And then get involved in the system. You'll get to talk to Heidi. Then somebody's going to build you something you won't believe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And now, Joe, I'm going to tell you something. When I started becoming as a Second Amendment advocate, right, I was taught one simple lesson. You can only pursue the passion as long as you can pay the rent.
Right, exactly.
So... Joe had communicated something. You started Chambers Custom because you love building 2011s, 2019s, 1911s, whatever you want to call them. You love that platform, and you wanted to build that platform, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'd spent three and a half years of my life busting my balls to get there, you know. But I had a wife and a kid on the way, and I needed money. I needed to be able to pay the bills, you know, and so I decided to start my own shop. And you know, the great thing about this is, and I've talked to some of my other friends in the industry about, you know, success and what that brings you and what it allows you. One of the things that it allows me to do, which I love more than anything in the whole world, is you get to a point where, you know, you're financially stable as a artist and a technician, both at the same time, and an entrepreneur, and you get to do things to help other people. So that's the part that kind of folds, you know, it closes the back cover on the book of the story of what happens when you start out on this journey to become the best at what you do in a particular field, a subject matter expert, if you will, is. Once you attain that level of success, you can do things like we built a gun this year for SOC-F charity and gave it to them. You know, know, and it raised $19,000 at the auction. A couple of years ago, I did a gun for the Tiny Hands charity that rescues, you know, kids out of the sex trade in India and Pakistan. It raised $12,000. And so it gives us opportunity each year to do a project or two where we get to give back to another community, because I don't have to worry about, oh, I got to pay for that one. You know? And that to me is awesome, because I get to help out as an industry guy. I get to reach out and extend what other people have done for me kindness wise and give it back even further. You know, so as you get more successful, more opportunities come up. And I mean, I watched a guy next to me at the SOCF charity. I won't mention his name because that's not important. But he's a young guy in the industry, has a very successful business. They make, you know, great money, and him and his wife and his kids are doing very well in this young business. And he spent $100,000 on stuff at the auction because, well, other people have blessed him with his business. And, you know, that's a great place to be. So, you know, as you watch those of us who get successful in this industry, and it's a hard industry. You know, Fisher and I talk about it. Chuck and I talk about it. You know, a lot of us talk about it and chew the fat about it. It's a dog-eat-dog industry, the firearms industry is. But as you get successful, if you're one of the lucky ones who, you know, who's lucky enough to make it through hard work and perseverance, you can't forget to give back. You know, you can't forget to you know, throw not scraps, whole meals.
Right.
Back to those people who helped you get there. Nobody cares about your scraps.
I was going to point this out. Now, you also went out and created relationships with people in the field that were not gun builders, but rather gun drivers, gun users,
right.
Operators.
Absolutely.
And when you did that, I mean, did any of them know who you were at the very beginning of that, or did you say, I'd really like for you to run this gun?
No, it's funny, you know, I mean, you and I've talked about it offline. When I met Fisher, you know, I'm not really a starstruck guy, but I knew who Steve Fisher was, right? He's like the guy in the industry. He's what we call a kingmaker. He's like Roy Huntington down in American Handgunner. You know, these guys, they make people in the industry if you're not already made. And, you know, when I met Steve, I was like, wow, you know, really nice to meet you. And he's like, dude, I've been following your work for a long time. It's amazing. Great to meet you. And so there was this instant level of respect. You
sure.
know? He knew who I was. I absolutely knew who he was. And it was like, boom, let's work together. Let's have some fun, right? This isn't work for us. This is fun now. You know, Chuck Pressburg, he knew who I was, but he had no experience with my gun, so I had to prove that to him. By the time I got to Jared Reston, and we're building a gun here in just a little while for Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics, by the time I got to those guys, they knew my work. Right. And now they're looking forward to trying it. And they get their guns in their hands. They're like, oh, yeah, this is what, you know, this is what the hype's about. OK, I get it now. Yeah. So establishing those relationships, again, that only gives you more credibility, but it also gives you more opportunity to be able to help others down the road. And, you know, had a guy out today, you know, to shoot his gun. He's a local guy and his gun's being built. And he's a longtime friend. He's a local cop and, you know, was able to impart on him, Eric and I were, some of the lessons that these professional trainers have taught us about shooting a red dot pistol because he's never shot one.
Right.
And, you know, so those are, you know, additional things that these kind of relationships, we get to, you know, we get to pass that stuff on to our clients, which is awesome. I love it.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, and one thing I want to point out while we're thinking about this, here in South Carolina, in 90 days, we're going to have open carry.
Mm.
And what I've been envisioning is if I were to get my 45 in between now and then, I would walk around carrying it like Tuco in Good, the Bad, the Ugly with like a string hanging around my neck.
No.
Because they didn't tell me. They told me I could carry it in the open. They didn't tell me how.
Yeah, and that's a topic that we could talk about sometime about, you know, how I feel about open carry.
Well, I'm not a big open carry proponent or anything. The biggest thing that open carry gives me in South Carolina is that it gives me If I'm like at the Tom McCann shoe store and I reach up and I expose my, you know, WMTC and people see that, I broke the law.
Right.
If I flash the gun.
That's so silly, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't mean to. It's not like I whipped out my gun and waved it around in people's faces. It's just silly. And see, we have open carry in Nebraska. You can carry openly anywhere. Nobody does. Nobody open carries. I mean, you might see it during hunting season or something, but you don't see it on a daily basis.
Right.
And I'm kind of thankful for that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
archaic laws like that, where if your gun shows, you can be arrested. Get real.
In South Carolina, if your gun shows, you can be charged with brandishing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost as ridiculous as having to have a concealed carry permitted to begin with.
Well, yeah, we still got to have that. We constitutional carry failed here. So, anyway, in any event, coming up to the end of the hour and everything, before we go, I want to point a few things out to everybody. If you want to follow what Joe does, there are, first of all, where's Patreon? Where's the Patreon page at?
1911university.com/Patreon? No, patreon.com/1911university.
There you go.
Yep.
Go sponsor him at 1911 University. Go watch some of the stuff he does. It starts a discussion the likes of which you can't imagine. Some of the stuff he does. YouTube is Chambers Custom, one word. Instagram is Chambers Custom. Facebook is Chambers Custom. And the website is chamberscustom.com. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.